midweek drive on Siren FM. Celebrate that Wednesday wonder with style!
Yes, I think we want a little bit more emotion in terms of that. Good afternoon, Rebecca Friis-Janssen.
Hi.
Welcome to the Good Ship Midweek Drive. You're making your debut, as indeed is our telephonic co-presenter, who last week actually, his agent, his manager, and indeed agent, was very fulsome in his praise. He said, yes, he's good sorted, he's going to be generating all sorts of things. He's currently been performing as Jumping Jack in the pantomime Jack and the Beanstalk. He's also got a key skill in, I think it's Flavia work or Favia. There's some sort of key routine for this. We simply say, Andrew David. Are you
Hello there.
How
I'm
are?
Here.
Excellent. Now, I came across this thing, and I actually looked at the thing. It's a skill that you put down in your kind of skills you've actually got, and obviously being able to speak Spanish, fine New York accent, toity-toity
yep.
street, all very good, and what we'd expect from a graduate of the University of Manchester. But tell us a little bit about this. Is it cocktail shaking or mixing cocktails in a competitive routine?
Yeah, what is it actually called? It's flair, and it's kind of it's a bit Tom Cruise-y cocktail like the film.
Yeah.
It was just something I picked up through, you know, doing bar work and restaurant work and stuff as you do to fill in the time in between jobs. And
Rebecca, were you aware of flaring?
No, not at all.
Even in the joys of Nottingham, you know, one of the East Midlands sort of top sort of locations,
yeah.
Flaring hasn't quite echoed in terms of that.
It hasn't reached there.
No. I mean, I can see a possibility, Andrew, here, in terms of obviously you could become a flare master. Yes, exactly. You know, in that sort of zone, you could become a flare master, you know, taking the whole experience to whole new zones, really.
Maybe I should move Sticks Up to Nottingham and introduce it to flaring.
Well, you know, it's a possibility. So you mentioned, obviously, Tom Cruise in Cocktail. Of course, it's coming up to 25 years mm-hmm. since Tom Cruise actually did the excitement of Top Gun. But, you know, do you have the same sort of moves as Cruise? Is that a sort of key thing that you've been working with?
The moves of Cruise? I don't know if I'd quite put myself up there on that level, but it's just something that's a bit of fun, and it's always good to have a bit of a laugh and a joke behind the bar and kind of... I guess it's a bit showy off, really, but no, it's good fun.
It's spot on. Was this something you developed whilst at university? I mean, did you impress your fellow undergraduates, your tutors? Did they sort of think, my word, he might occasionally sort of, you know, be he's a good, diligent student, but have you ever seen the way he actually shakes that mixer?
No, it was kept more private than that. I think, or, you know, it was strictly behind the bar. I didn't ever bring it into lectures or classes or anything like that. But, you know, as is the thing in students, in student days, a few students would frequent the bar and come in, so they probably saw a few of the things I did.
We've just found out that Becky, in fact, not only is she making a debut, she's also was a keen footballer.
Yeah.
and likes Ashley Cole because he plays in the same position that Rebecca used to play in, really.
Yeah.
excellent stuff from that point of view. So, Becky, you're reading journalism,
yep.
So it's conceivable in a few years' time you could be writing about Andrew David winning, you know, the next BAFTA, you know.
I'm sure
BAFTA
I will.
Thing, awards and various other, you know, it's a routine. I was very keen to look at the generation of tomorrow and so on. Any questions for Andrew? Or indeed, let's reverse that, Andrew. Have you got any questions that you'd like to put to a current first-year journalism undergraduate about, you know, life at the University of Lincoln for Nottingham Lass or any other such matters?
I suppose, like, what sort of journalism is it that you're hoping to get into, Rebecca?
I'm quite open at the minute. I mean, like, obviously, it's something completely new. Like, we don't do it in school or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, I'm quite liking radio at the minute. I wasn't sure about it at first, but it's quite fun actually being in the studio and doing something.
To be blunt, she came into my office to simply pick up her essays yesterday. I said, what are you doing tomorrow night? That's a bit of a leading question, obviously, but in essence, she said, no, we're not sure. And then we said, well, come along, take part in the midweek drive. Yeah, exactly. Chance to meet Jumping Jack. How did it go? I mean, obviously, we use that because it's the latest thing you've been doing with Hurricane Productions and so on.
Yeah.
Was it the lead role, or was it what was Jumping Jack like? Did you follow the Brandon notion or the Marlon Brando routine? Did you get into the part? Did you go Stanislavski? Did you actually go Brecht? Where did we go?
There wasn't much movement for Stanislavski and Brecht in it. It was good fun, to be honest. It was the first time I've done Panto. I've done some touring work before, but it was myself and two actresses who were very talented and very nice people to work with. So it was quite hard. I mean, there was a lot of travelling, a lot of driving in and around of London, and, you know, early starts and late finishes. But no, it was worthwhile.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
This is why Gareth Owen sort of said he'll be okay. He'll sort the thing through. You know, you've worked with Shane Rimmer extensively. There are, you know, Richard Keel, obviously Jaws, who might be coming on board, etc. But no, Andrew David, he's sorted out on that basis. It's quite a change actually from some of the other material that you've in fact done, because I'm looking at some quite serious credits that you've put together. So was it something you kind of felt, yeah, I wanted to do something to kind of give a bit more texture to the CV? Or was it a case of, well, you know, what the hey? You know, it's either me or they get some sports star from yesteryear or an Australian soap opera person.
I mean, yeah, it was something that, like I said, I'd never tried it before, and I'm a bit of one for trying everything once and seeing what it's like. And yeah, you know, always good to have new credits and be working and to meet new people. I mean, that's kind of my attitude towards the industry, is that the more people you meet, the more contacts you make, the more likely people, you know, if you get on with them and work well, that they might use you again in future projects.
Absolutely. You're already sort of scoring good points and brownie points of the Midweek Drive, so excellent stuff there. Of course, obviously, our fees usually jelly babies or that sort of style of things, but, you know, we can negotiate, you know.
That's not a problem. I'm fine with jelly babies.
Hey, this is marvellous. I can almost hear Gareth there thinking, what's he said? What's going on here? I'm intrigued by this line that we actually had for a footballing theme, that we actually have in 2010, Dave, brackets, competition winner, online.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was something for... it was to do with the Football World Cup, obviously, when that was on, and there was a competition that Visa were running on through social networks, stuff like Facebook and the internet, and it was... the competition they were running was that if you gave your Football World Cup dream... and you were selected, that a guy would come around with a credit card with £20,000 and make your dream come true. So we were doing like a teaser for it, and I was fortunate enough to be the competition winner, which was a great kind of, it was just a day shoot.
I can tell you're impressed, Becky.
Yeah, it's all right for some, isn't it? Oh, my God. Who is this guy? Give me his number.
I don't think the competition's running anymore, unfortunately. It's just tricky for the World Cup, but...
Gutted.
No, it was a good fun day.
There must be other sort of zones from that point of view. Now, I'm sure, Andrew, when you were at Manchester, you must have had the usual line. Normally it was the Spotlight casting directory and our colleagues there, where people come around and say, why have you entered the most difficult profession in the entire world? Are you insane? What's going on here? So, for the benefit of some of our Lincoln folk, we'll be joined in the latter part of the programme by a couple of folk from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, who'll be reviewing some of the material there. Anton Januszewski, I think, is due to be joining us. What sort of advice would you give to sort of folk who maybe are reading drama, they may be having to put up with, you know, parents and people saying, what am I shelling this out for, and you're going to be on it? Why is it still a worthwhile profession to go into?
I mean, it is difficult, as you mentioned, and obviously people who have got that far into it shouldn't go into the profession without their kind of eyes opened a little bit. I mean, there's a freedom from it that I don't think you get from anything else, and it's kind of the idea of something that I've always wanted to do. I don't regret doing any of it. It does become difficult as you get older, because friends and family and other colleagues and stuff might start earning other money and doing other things. But I think as long as you can be dedicated and have a good support around you of other people and colleagues who are in the same situation, then, you know, it's worthwhile. There's nothing better than doing something that you really enjoy doing.
The reason I mentioned it is we're going in a few moments to speak to Janie Booth, who's been in the business for over 50 years, and again has obviously worked through that whole wealth of experience from upstairs, downstairs, through to Torchwood, through to Doctor Who Online, and so on. And I just thought it was interesting to compare, obviously, somebody who, relatively speaking, is kind of still in the early days of the profession with obviously somebody who's in it on the season. But did you ever think of going into acting, Becky?
No, I'm awful. I really am terrible.
It has to be said that she also introduced to a seminar session in the last semester the notion of the page three
girls. Yeah.
I, for obvious reasons, as you appreciate, Andrew, just had to say no comment at all. Anyway,
yeah, probably safer.
Absolutely, particularly with the current sort of political climate. You know, it's outrageous from that point of view. Y chromosome, Imperial College London. It's something else, which one of those things which just stood out as being this is quite it. This is like flaring, etc. So what were you doing with Imperial College with this little production?
That was through actually a friend of mine who was finishing his degree, which was in science and media. Quite an interesting course he was studying there at Imperial, and they're a very good college. And it was his final product, which was about the fact that the Y chromosome could theoretically be in decline, and what would happen if if men ceased to exist and women were trying to reproduce on their own. So it was a documentary little short film, kind of 10 minutes, and I got to be the embodiment of masculinity, I guess. I got to be the white grandmother.
I mean, let's be honest. In a world where people say, well, Clint Eastwood, Sean Connery, Brad Pitt, you know, maybe Johnny Depp, I don't know, probably look at Christian Bale, you know, around that whole thing. Do you actually have on your CV, you are the embodiment of masculinity? I mean, that's got to be a bit of a useful line. I mean, what do you think, Becky? If somebody sort of says, I am the embodiment of masculinity.
Give me his number. There aren't many of them around anymore.
So, again, clearly, you know, there's a line that we can obviously pursue with that particular, which you may or may not choose to go for, Andrew. I don't know.
I think I'll go for the safe. Was it no comment? Is that the
very
line?
Good. It's always best. or at least, you know, talk to my agent. It's a different line.
Yeah, get going on the phone.
So, standard week, is it a case, I mean, do you still sort of keep practicing the arts? Is it a case of keeping an eye out for various other bits and pieces? Or you put, I mean, just again, I'm just interested in terms of getting that flavour of how things are sort of going as you're sort of pursuing posts and so on. Or is it a case of, you know, well, I might do EastEnders or not, as the case may be?
A general week, and this week's probably pretty similar, is that I run a monthly short film night as well in Tooting, which is a really good way of, again, networking and having contact with filmmakers and just meeting like-minded people. Mm. So we're currently looking at making something through that network. We got together and did a workshop in the midweek. It's kind of like the idea of a six-part mockumentary thing, which we might try and make a pilot or a taster of and send out. So I think what I try to do is create my own opportunities and keep your eyes and ears open and try and create stuff yourself, which is really important, especially in the current kind of cuts and things like that. You know, there's not a lot of work out there for people to be chasing all the time.
You could conceivably actually have a nice little mashup between a former women's footballer who effectively decides to do a degree in journalism whilst at the same time connecting with somebody who's an expert flarer and the embodiment of male masculinity via a community radio station. Do you think
that sounds like an absolutely great idea?
I'm thinking high concept here. High concept, yeah. Andrew. You know, it's kind of, you know, so something to actually pitch it to the boys in Los Angeles. I mean, next week, of course, at this very start, we'll be over in Los Angeles speaking to Kelly Duncan Joyner, who's with Tom Chase and Associates. So do you think that might be a useful line to throw at Kelly and say, look, Kelly, you know, you represent your Roger Moores and so on, but you know, here's a concept you can work with.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to put in a good word for me, that would be fantastic. You can pass her on my number for that. And, you know, take Rebecca with you and she can speak on my behalf.
Well, there we are.
Sorted.
Free trip to LA there, Rebecca. I think that's
excellent news.
15 minutes into the show and already the two newbies have actually sort of bonded and it's just how we like it. It's very good stuff.
Yeah.
Andrew, is there a website you'd like to promote and mention for either filmmaking stuff or any other sort of line that's around? Or is it a case of, no, I stay out of the virtual world?
No, do you know, I don't have much of a virtual imprint, I don't know, but something, I mean, the like I mentioned, the short film night that I run, you can find us on Facebook. It's called Sunday Screenings.
Okay.
At the Antelope, that's always a good place to go and have a look on Facebook, or email at sundayscreenings@gmail.com. And we're quite, it's good. It's been running for about a year. We've started branching out into making our own stuff as well and looking at feature films. So it's that's quite promising. Otherwise, I guess you can find my stuff on Casting Call Pro and Spotlight and the usual kind of places.
It's all great stuff. Sunday Screenings at the Antelope.
That sounds like
a wonderful movie in itself, really. You know, it's like a could be an autobiography. In fact, you could actually, you know, you could use that. You know, 50 years from now, Andrew, you could actually use that as the title of your autobiography, Sunday Screenings at the Antelope.
Yeah, why not?
So it's just a thought. Andrew David, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us on the Midweek Drive as we launch the show today on Wednesday?
It's been an absolute pleasure.
What a sweetheart.
Exactly. So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again in the not-too-distant future and maybe actually doing a kind of ongoing diary in the life of a young jobbing actor as he pursues life from being the embodiment of male masculinity through to Jack and the Beanstalk and beyond?
And beyond. Who knows what the future holds? Yeah, I'd love to, of course. It'd be a pleasure to come back and have a chat with you guys again.
Excellent. Andrew David, we salute you.
Thank you very much, sir.